Well, as bishop, I am grateful to the Josephite fathers for picking Father Joseph Benjamin to come and staff St. Peter's Parish. I accept him, of course, wonderfully, and am grateful to you for saying yes to your superior, and yes, I'll come to the area. So, and then happy Father's Day, by the way, Father. And then to all of our fathers, we're going to bless you at the end of the Mass, and so we honor you during this Eucharist also in a very special way. That God's love will be poured forth upon you. And so we'll pray for you at the very end of the Mass. You know, when God calls us together as the people of God, He calls us together to really celebrate His love and to participate in His love and to let His love flow amongst us. And at the same time, He gives us His love. And that's why He sent us Jesus, His Son, to say to us, He loves us. And He loves us so much that He would let His Son come and give His life for each of us. And then to show us that there's more to life than simply death, because Jesus died on the cross for us. But then He rose from the dead. And in rising from the dead, He spoke God's great gift to us, that death really has no more power over us. Amen. At all. And that the victory has already been won in Him. And so when the stuff of life hits us, Jesus is with us. When the stuff of life hits us, He is risen from the dead and He calls us to be with Him, to be one with Him. And He gave us a great gift. And the gift is the Eucharist, Holy Communion, the body and blood of Christ. And this reading from John really speaks very directly. Because if this moment was simply a remembrance only, if it was simply a moment in which we celebrate what happened 2,000 years ago, the meaning of it would be very muted. But Jesus tells us in the gospel, I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world. Wow. I mean, that's really a profound moment for us, that we share in the body and blood of Christ at this Eucharist. And in sharing in the body and blood of Christ, we share in the resurrection. We share in a very special way in the gift of heaven. Heaven comes down, or Kevin is present among us in this moment. And so all of our loved ones who've gone before us are surrounding us right now as we are the body of Christ, as we share in the love of Christ. And that changes this moment completely, because then we are open to the gifts and graces of heaven, of God's love poured forth to each of us. And that love touches us in a profound way. You know, we remember the story of the woman in Nain in the Gospels that was going to bury her only son. And Jesus comes upon her and He sees her, and with compassion, He touches the stretcher, asks them to stop, and then He brings that young man back to life. That's a wow. In fact, that's an amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Amen. That's an amen moment. And so He gave her a gift of heaven. He gave her the gift of the bread of life in compassion for her. And of course, the young man, He gave him truly the gift of life. And through the gift of God's love. We remember the woman with the hemorrhage from the Gospels. And she had tried everything for many, many years, but she said, if I just touch His cloak, I will be healed.
Amen.
And she did, but Jesus turned around and said, okay, who touched me?
All right.
And she finally kneels before Him and says, what happened? And He gave her really the gift of healing, the gift of heaven. He touched her with the healing love of Jesus Christ. And that moment is open to us now, also in this Eucharist, for each and every one of us in a very special way. The rich young man that came to see him and said, "What must I do to be one of your people?" And he said, "You just sell all you have and come follow me." And the rich young man was sad and walked away. He had offered him the bread of life of discipleship. And the young man at that moment said no. And it's an invitation really to each of us in discipleship of Jesus Christ. Do we love him that much that we're willing to give everything we have for him and letting his love just pour forth through to us in a special way? God's love comes to us through this Eucharist, very specially. God's love in his body and his blood. And the gifts of heaven are open to us. And all of our family are around us. And they're here to love us. My mom and dad passed away years ago. And when I celebrate the Eucharist, it's one of the joys I have because I know they're standing right next to me. They're standing right there to love me and care for me and to be present with me in this heavenly banquet, this Eucharistic moment, this moment when we are able to receive the body and blood of Jesus Christ. So when we approach the altar, let's open ourselves to heaven. Amen. Let's open ourselves to the love of God. And as we approach the altar, pray for the gift of heaven that you need right now. I mean, you may be concerned about a family member, or you may have a situation going on in your life where you don't know what to do, or you may have an illness in your life. You may have something going on that's a difficulty or problem, and you've read the scriptures, you've prayed about it, and you still got it. And Jesus is saying, "I am the bread of life. He who eats my body and drinks my blood will have life eternal, forever." Amen. We get touched by eternity, Amen. Touched by the love of God, touched so that we are changed. Now, one of the gifts of the priesthood is to be able to celebrate this particular Mass. And so we come back to our celebration of the installation of Father Benjamin. And it is his love of God that enables the Eucharist to happen here. And we are grateful for his love poured forth to us to be the priest at the altar for you. Amen. And to love you with the gift of heaven. Amen. And to give you the gift of heaven. And I pray for you, Father, that you may continue to serve with great love and great promise and great hope the people of God at St. Peter's Parish.
Amen.